Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we got David Bory on the phone. He's going to be at the Comedy Club of Kansas City this weekend, tonight, and tomorrow night. And don't pronounce the G. Don't do that to my man, David. How you doing out here?
I'm good, man. I got my silent G. I'm driving around. I had some barbecue. I'm living my life. It's a great day for me.
Man, how much barbecue you gonna eat this weekend while you're here in town?
Oof, I mean, how many days am I in town?
Is that one of those things, man? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner while you're here to get the best barbecue? Because, you know, we got the best barbecue in the country.
I'm trying to have to go vegan after this weekend. I'm going to fill up.
I haven't been in New Orleans, but I have a best friend of mine. He always told me, if you come with me to New Orleans, you're going to have to lose 7 pounds before you go, because you're going to gain 7 pounds after the week when we get done eating down there. So that's what it sounds like to me when people come here to KC.
That's how it feels, man. I had some of that sweet sauce. I'm trying to put that in, like, milkshake. It was incredible.
I'm sure you get great food out there in L.A.
Not barbecue. We get, like, great tacos and salads if you like that.
No, I'm one of those. Yeah, I'm still grown and I got to be forced to eat greens. That's me right now, David.
Exactly. I'm trying to get to 6 foot this summer. Give me some meat.
David, what's been going on with you, man? How's life treating you?
Oh, man, it's been beautiful. You know, everything's opening back up. I get to go back on the road. I'm having a great time telling jokes to people all over the world. I was in Canada last weekend. Glad to be back in America now. But, yeah, stuff's going good for me, man.
Man, what got you into stand-up comedy? What was your influence?
You know, I didn't have a job, and I needed a job. A friend of mine told me to come down to the comedy club and try it out. And, you know, here we are 12 years later. It worked out for me. I got lucky. I don't have to work at the car wash.
Oh, nah, man. You can't be lucky when you're doing this. You have to be very good at what you're doing. So I know you had to tell some jokes beforehand to say, I think I could do this. I think I'm a funny guy.
Yeah, it took a little bit. It definitely took a little bit. I gave you the fun version. A few years in between of sleeping on couches and stuff like that, but we're here now, you know what I mean? Thankful for it.
So now you've been doing this, who do you follow in the game right now as far as comedy is concerned? Like, who are you looking up to now to say, I want to be on that level?
Oh, I mean, for me personally, I started with her back years ago, but Sam J, she's got a show called Pause on HBO.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, I got the bus down. Sam J, yes. Is a good friend of mine. I really look up to her. Zach Fox, Jack Knight, Sam Talent. There's a lot of young people I really, really like to work with.
I heard Sam is very funny on this bus down show. I have to check this out. I have to check, especially seeing the clip with Freddie Gibbs. I did not know that dude was that funny.
I did not either. Apparently, he's hilarious. That was a surprise to me, too.
That's dope, man. So anything else that we need to look forward to for you coming up here in 2022?
You know, I have a podcast called All Fantasy Everything. You can check out and go to officialdavidbory.com. I got all my tour dates up there.
Tell me about this podcast that you're doing.
It's a lot of fun. I do it with two other guys. Basically, we fantasy draft things that aren't sports with a different guest every week. So we'll have people on and we'll draft like music videos you want to live in or pizza toppings or all kinds of stuff.
Oh, man, I got to check out your pod. You have a favorite episode that you've done on there?
I think if you're going to check it out, you should check out Words That Make You Sound Smart. I think that's the best one.
Okay, I'm definitely going to check that out. I got this drive to Tulsa this weekend, so I'm definitely going to need a pod to check out. So I'm definitely going to see what you about, David Bory. This weekend at the Comedy Club of Kansas City, David, how many shows you got?
I got 4 shows. We did one last night. We got 2 tonight and 2 tomorrow night.
Make sure you go to the comedyclubkc.com. Get those tickets so you can see David Bory. Make sure you check him out, see what he's doing. Where are you at on social media, David?
You can follow me on Instagram at CoolGuyJokes87.
David, go enjoy some more barbecue. Enjoy the rest of your Friday, man. And we'll check in with you later, man. Appreciate your time.
Will do. I appreciate you. Have a good one.